Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
On Kaya 959.
With Pimelo Modine.
What's yours?
What's yours?
So the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education has, through its chair, reached out to the Speaker of the National Assembly, Togo Didiza, to advise on how to proceed with opening criminal cases against the University of Limpopo's leadership. On the line with us is the chair of the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education, Tebogo Letsie. Thank you so much for making time for us, Ntate Letsie. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to yourself, Kimberly. Good evening to the listeners of KFM and thanks for having us.
Relizia, this seems to be an interesting case, not of because of what you're putting forward, but obviously you may have seen already that the University of Limpopo is saying that there is this campaign to tarnish its reputation. Tell us exactly what it is that you're seeking the National Assembly Speaker to be looking into.
Yeah, University of Limpopo, I don't know what to say about what they are going around saying. They are saying that they have responded to everything that we have asked of them to respond, which is a blatant lie. We had a meeting with the, first give the background. We interacted with the University of Limpopo on the 20th of November 2024.
Yes.
On the 21st of November 2024, well, on the 20th of November in that meeting, there were a number of questions which we asked them to write to us, to give them to us in writing so that we are able to see what they are talking about. For an example, a case of 14.7 million that are spent on legal fees. We said to them, go and simplify it in a table form. Say to us, this is a case, this was handled by this law firm, this is how much we spent on it, it was a case against a welfare student or a service provider, and this was the ultimate judgment on the case, so that we are able to see this 14.7, if it's not wasteful expenditure or not. And then we wrote to them on the 21st. This is just an example. There are many issues that we ask them. They claim that they have a legal opinion on the stay of the vice chancellor there for 22 years or whatever. They must give that to us. Some counsel that they claim agreed on this and that. So we explained to them in person in the meeting. They agreed in person. On the 21st, the following day, we wrote to them and said, we are just reminding you, these are the issues that you must send to us. They responded.
If I may just go back to the 20th of November, I suppose, to be fair, part of the reasons why some of these questions were not answers were time limitations. Am I correct in understanding it that way?
Yeah, in the meeting, remember the meeting took about 12 hours.
Exactly, so, yes.
Yeah, but also they would not have had the detail that we
yes.
asked for in the meeting. So that's why we said, by giving you
clarify.
Go and look at these things and send them to us.
And give us a detailed report on some of the issues.
Yes.
Got you.
Yes. And the deadline was the 27th of November. On the 27th of November, they did not respond. We wrote to them on the 28th of November, reminding them that you have missed your deadline, but please respond. They did not do anything. And then they just wrote to us, I think on the 28th of November, telling us that the processes or the answers are unknown. They are going through a university process where counsel must speak and all of that. We said, no problem. But we then wrote to them on the 28th and said, give us a time frame. You can't just say to us, you're waiting for counsel. Give us a time frame. They decided not to respond. We wrote to the university again on the 2nd of December 2024. No response. And then on the 6th of December, I then wrote to legal team of parliament saying, here's a story we have. The university is not responding to us. What must we do? Because what we can do now is to issue summons. This is on the 6th of December 2024. Yeah, the legal team came back to us on the 12th of December when we were on recess and said to us, we must have a committee position or resolution for them to issue summons. We convened a committee meeting on the 5th of February, deliberated on the matter. The committee resolved that let's summon them. That process took long because we must write to the speaker, convince the speaker. We must then write to the Secretary of Parliament, convince the Secretary of Parliament. All of those things were done. The summons were then issued on the 28th of March, 2025, to the university. We gave them, I think, till the 8th, you know, certain working days, I think it was until the 8th. They did not respond to the summons as far as, you know, I saw them on TV. They're saying they've responded to the summons, but we have not seen that letter. And then on the 9th of April, I wrote to the speaker, and speaker, this is what the legal prescript that we have, that we must open criminal cases against the people that we have summoned because they've undermined the summons. Please, the speaker was away on parliamentary business. She came back only last week. We're still awaiting her response on the matter. But what is awaiting now was reaching to them and ask them, who then must open criminal cases? Is it the committee or is it the Secretary of Parliament, because it's him who then issued the summons? That is what we have asked the speaker, the legal team of the speaker, to advise us on.
And may I just get clarity? In as much as you're saying you're hearing in the media that they say they responded to the summons, you are categorically saying you have not still yet received a response from the university?
No, we don't have those responses. In fact, even when they go on the media, they're saying they've responded in saying the summons are illegal. We're supposed to give them a date of the hearing. I don't know whether these people have read the Powers, Privileges and Immunities Act, Section 14, Subsection 1. I'm really worried about the leadership of that institution there. We have not received anything. They've not given us anything. If I'm speaking to you now, we don't have anything before us.
All right. We'll wait to see. And we have given them an opportunity to speak to us tomorrow because we just didn't have enough time today. But I appreciate you talking to us, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education, Deboho Lizie, who has just given us a breakdown and their side of the story as they proceed to see if they can have criminal charges opened against the University of Limpopo's leadership. As I said, the university reached out to us today and we have afforded them time tomorrow, so we'll get that response for everybody tomorrow.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.